Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And today I have my co-host, Barbara, here. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Yes. Now, tonight, being that we did so well with the dating stories and advice episode, we decided to do another one tonight. I mean, Barbara,
we're getting revved up for Valentine's Day.
We're getting revved up for Valentine's Day. I mean, I tell you, have you had anybody ask you out on a date for Valentine's Day, Barbara?
No, Johnny, I have not had anybody ask me out for Valentine's Day. How could he ask me that on air? Oh, my goodness.
Sorry.
He says, sorry. Oh, my gosh, it's too late. Oh, no, I'm not humiliated or anything about it. But, hey, still early. It's still how many days away? It's only the 4th.
Yeah, it's 10 days away.
So,
it's 10 days away.
No, and you know what, though? It's like if I don't have somebody special that is near me, I have a lot of special people in my life, okay? But if they're not right here and it's not convenient for them, then I'd rather just not go anywhere with a stranger, actually. I'll be fine. My Valentine's my little girl right here.
Oh, yeah, well, that's what my mom always says, the Valentine's. I mean, so Priscilla's your Valentine?
So far, and I'm going to do some Valentine's cards with her for her school kids. And if she still does that, we'll see. Maybe she's over that now. And then we can make some Valentine's cupcakes. We love doing that. Do you know how to make a Valentine's heart? A cake? I will tell you guys right now how to make one. You do one round and you do two squares. So your round, you cut it in half. And, well, actually, you only need one square. And then you put it on two sides of the square, the cut in half round, and that makes a heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then you frost it. Okay, put it in front of you like it's not a square, but tilt it up as a diamond. Mm-hmm. Then on the two top sides, left and right sides, then you put your halves of the round. And then you paint it nice and pink and decorate it. And what a really nice surprise. You know, you don't have to spend a lot of money to do something special because you can get a cake mix at the 99-cent store and a frosting there. For $2, you can do something special for your loved one, and you can make a card.
Do you feel that I don't know if I mentioned this last time, but I mean, what is flowers, do you think, the best gift for a girl?
No, I brought it up myself last time on the show. I told you that flowers are a very big deal and that women love to get flowers, and that I told the audience last time that they can even mail flowers that are in a box. And they have the little water tubes on the bottom to keep them fresh. And then you just put them in your own vase. Because I think sometimes when people are ordering flowers from a florist with the glass vase and everything, even though that stuff is mm-hmm. super cheap, sometimes they charge you an arm and a leg for this cheap glass vase when every woman pretty much has a nice vase at home for their roses and, you know, let's go over what they mean. Okay, red roses, mm-hmm. symbol love. White roses, what does that symbolize? I've heard death, I've heard marriage.
Marriage? Black symbolizes death. But I think that
if somebody dies, you're not going to send them black roses.
But I think white.
Oh my gosh, Johnny, please.
White symbolizes family.
As sympathy. Okay, let's not say death. Sympathy roses, white, but
white
yellow symbolizes friendship. Pink is a nice color to get. those are some ideas. And
let me see.
One Rose, too, if you want to drop by your, what do you call it? A lover, a love interest, whatever they are to you. If you want to stop by their work or school, you can just drop off one rose with a bow.
I color roses. It's red is romance. Orange is exuberance. Purple is love at first sight.
I like that. You know what I got recently this last year, 2019? Two times I got rainbow roses. Oh gosh, those were beautiful.
Rainbow roses?
Every color, each individual was a different color. The color of a rainbow. I have photos of those. It doesn't sound so good, but oh, were they ever so beautiful. I was very impressed with that. But for Valentine's Day, no. Let's stick with just the original red, pink. I think that would be the best bet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so other things. Let's recap. Last show, our dating episode, we talked about what you must do to prepare for Valentine's Day. One of the most important things is make sure that you have dinner reservations. Please. You know, I always just assumed my guy was doing that. But no, you might end up at a dive bar if you do not make Valentine's reservations, because everything gets booked up. So do it now. I would suggest now for tomorrow would be a good time to call the restaurant of your choice.
And he didn't make the reservations?
No, and that was my husband. Were you not on the show last time? I believe it was you and me doing the show, and you didn't remember that
I brought up the flowers.
I mentioned how important it was.
I remember the story, but I don't remember being that person. I remember being somebody else.
Oh, Johnny, that happened to me two times, and years apart from each other. They didn't learn, okay? And they just winged it because they thought, well, they live in Las Vegas, and so everything's going to be open. No, it gets booked up. So we were sitting at a bar. We had to eat bar food.
What's bar food?
Bar food would be like chicken wings, nachos, you know, little skewers. Not like a really nice steak meal that you were probably hoping to have on your wonderful Valentine's night. What do you mean? What do you mean about bar food? Don't you know what bar food is?
I've never heard of that term.
Oh, yeah, bar food.
I mean, you'll have to forgive me. I've been a little bit sheltered. You know, I don't get out much. I have not able to drive, but, you know, I just want to hear what you with the.
That's okay. Okay, now I understand, but it's okay. And you don't want to end up in that situation. So, okay, so now we're going to get to the more important things about the actual date. We went over last time some very important things, and I was talking to somebody about it today, and they mentioned all the things that we mentioned the last show. But let's reiterate it. Okay. Be positive about yourself. For example, you're sitting there on a date. You just met the person. Well, you want to be confident. You don't want to put yourself down. A lot of people will sit there and say, well, you know, I couldn't go to college, so I'm just doing this right now. Who cares? Do you know how many successful people you and I, Johnny, have interviewed that didn't go to college that were like the moguls right now?
Yeah.
Things like that. So everything you talk about yourself, it's not like we want you to brag, but just be confident Don't put yourself down. That is very important. And I was watching some TV shows too, and they were talking about how people put themselves down all the time. I think they're trying to fish for compliments maybe, but it doesn't come across very well at all. It just comes across like, well, okay, what am I doing with you? Why are you across the table from me? They want, let's keep it light. Let's keep it fun, the conversation. You can talk about what music you like. Say you don't even know how old the person is and you'd like to know. Start asking them about music, because sooner or later you'll find out what their favorite music was in high school, and then you will know approximately how old they are, which is a fun little tip. And music is good, but say you're Johnny. Say you're Johnny and you're on a date. You don't talk about music. You're going to talk about movies. Yeah, that gets the conversation going. Movies, music, and then start talking about things you like to do. And you'll find things in common. And then you can start saying, well, have you ever been here? Have you ever been there? Which then you also feel kind of dumb if you have never been anywhere. But you know what I mean? And not too many personal questions. Like, refrain from asking too many questions the very first date. It's more about keeping it light and keeping it fun and keeping it to where, you know, you're not going to hit a sore spot like, okay, well, are your parents alive? Well, no, they're not. And then pretty soon somebody's thinking of that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something to move into. I think it's something to move into to get to know somebody. And also be careful. Don't, like, go crazy. Say you have an amazing attraction for them. Oh, my gosh. Try to refrain yourself from doing anything intimate, like maybe just a little kiss, but not a makeout session, because you don't want to. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Sorry, come on. Well, you know, I was talking to you about saying things, but it's funny. When you have a disability like I do, I think I don't know if I mentioned this last time. If I will, you know, I guess you mentioned, but I mean, I guess, you know, this is part of life, but the most common thing that people wonder about me when I say I have cerebral palsy, and they don't ever want to ask this because they don't want to, you know, hurt feelings, is, am I impotent and am I in a wheelchair? You know, when they hear about, what's my life expectancy, you know, is what it is. They want to know if cerebral palsy is going to allow me to live past 50 or something. And
I didn't know that.
No, I mean, but you understand. I mean, you know, if somebody tells you that you have something, your natural instinct would be, is this person going to be alive for very long? You know,
but I would never think to ask them impotency unless I had researched it, and I never did research it. So, but that would not be appropriate if you're on a date with somebody.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that for the first.
You that.
I mean, I wouldn't say that for the first date, but I'm just saying that if you were to get to know a guy, you know, and it was serious, wouldn't you be wondering, you know, is his life expectancy going to be normal?
Yes. After a few conversations, I think that would be fine. And that happens with, you know, people who don't have cerebral palsy quite often, by the way. And that's not something that people without cerebral palsy ask each other either, not even for like a month, not even a for a couple weeks, depends on how much you really are attracted to the person, how fast you get to being alone with them for intimacy, you still might not think to ask that. So I'm surprised that somebody would come right out and ask you, has that happened to you, Johnny?
Well, they wondered about the life expectancy because they you know, I guess, you know, if you have someone that's a really good friend or someone that you really care about, yeah. I mean, you know, how long is this person going to be alive? You know?
Yeah, of course.
I mean,
of course.
But see, the hard part is that nobody knows to really ask that. I mean, how do you ask that question? I mean, or I wanted to come right out and ask, when people hear the word cerebral palsy, sometimes they confuse it with other disorders. I'll give you an example. We had a girl in her college who had muscular dystrophy, you know. Mm-hmm. And whenever she would go anywhere, she would use her scooter, you know,
cute.
To get around.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's nice.
And I guess the point I'm trying to get at here is when she first came here, she didn't use the school. She didn't use the scooter. But as time went on,
she was deteriorating. Oh, so then people took notice of that and they were a little worried. Oh, that's true.
You know, yeah.
Well, that is a whole nother ball game. But just for the first date, we're trying to get people through the Valentine's jitters. And no, but I want to talk about that stuff too. But for the first date, I'd say, what would you be comfortable with? Second or third date to start asking more deep questions like that. Like, are your parents alive? How long are you going to live? Are you going to have to be in a wheelchair? Or is it?
Yeah,
I think that
questions about how long are you going to live, those questions kind of fall in line with, and for good, and I was very fortunate that this never happened to me, were you molested as a child, or were you abused as a child? I think if you're okay with mentioning that, like, it's not like, usually people don't mention that after they reveal that's for like
a 3 month. That's when you are starting to be, you're a couple, you have like confided in them your deepest, darkest, you know, thoughts and feelings. It's not for dating, I don't think, even that. I mean, no, you don't want to just say, okay, go out with a person for a few weeks and then they know everything about you to carry with them. And who knows, maybe it doesn't end right, and then they know everything about you. I don't think that's a good idea. That's why I was saying, really just try to take it slowly. And that brings me to another big subject that I don't know if we really talked about this last time. How do you feel about dating somebody, say, if you're working together at the like an office? What do you think about that?
Well, I don't have a problem with people who are dating in the office, provided that one is not working for the other. If it's not a situation where, you know, this lady, now if it's two people who are working for someone, then I don't have a problem with it. But if it's a situation where, you know, I'm dating my supervisor, I think it's going to cause problems. Because one, you know, if it works out real well, then people are going to say that you're going to choose that person, you know, that person's going to get preferential treatment. And then if it doesn't choose real well, then people are going to say that you're just smiting the person. So, I mean, as long as they're on an equal playing field, you know, it's like it's in the same office, then I think they can, you know, do fine. But I think just as long as nobody is working for anybody, you know, they are all the same job, then I think
agree.
They can do fine. What do you think, you know, because it's...
I do agree with that. That's a very good point. I was going to say, just do it because, wow, how wonderful to find somebody at work that you really like, and then you know that you like them because you're seeing them most every day. And then if you just do, like, just keep it between the two of you. Don't tell the whole office. Don't tell everybody. And they're, like, looking at you. And then they would know, oh, is that why you got a promotion?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that if the two people are not – I would probably – if I was – that would be my one – if I had to make a rule, if I could make a rule – if I had, like, a girlfriend applied to work in a place where I was at, I wouldn't mind agreeing to where, you know, I don't work for her, she doesn't work for me. Then, you know, that's fine. Because then there's, you know.
I got that. I understand that. That's very true. But let me ask you this. Okay, let me tell you this. when I was thinking about that, I was thinking more along the lines, what if it didn't work out? You could get fired.
Well, yeah, or it could turn into a sexual harassment situation. I mean, you know, where you are basically thinking that you've got people around you thinking that the way to get through to the boss is to kind of romance them, you know, or to the way to get through to the boss is to, you know, and but I mean, if it's a situation where it's even playing field, you can't really say that because,
sure,
you know, the only thing that you can say, I mean, one is in a position to fire the other person. So it's not like I mean, there may be some friendly competition about being better than each other in the office, you know, but that's not the same thing. I mean, you know, I'm not going to be responsible for whether or not a person who's on the same level as I am would get a raise. I'm not going to be responsible for that. I'm only going to be...
I know. Okay. Okay. Got it. But, okay, so great. You're on the same playing field and you start going out with each other. Now, what if that doesn't work out and it doesn't end very nicely? Then you have to go see that person every single day at work, and then that can be awkward. That's the first thing that popped into my mind about it.
Yeah, I would think that if that happens, I think you deal with it by asking to be transferred. What... Actually, another thing that I'm wondering about is, I mean, what do you do if you don't tell everybody about the romance and then one of you gets a promotion? You know, I mean.
Well, who cares? Wouldn't you be happy for the person that you're in love with?
Well, I'm talking about if it didn't work out.
Well, then too bad for that person,
yeah.
But too bad for the other person. If it didn't work out and you still were not able to stay friends, that's what I'm saying. It could be very awkward. You may start hating your job because you have to go to work and you have to see that person. You have to be around that person. There's bad energy. Nobody wants that. So I think I'm trying to figure out what is the main reason why they have policies like that. No romances at work. Is it because of the sexual harassment?
I think that it might be because of, you know, honestly, I don't think that two people on the same playing field is that big deal. I do think that when you have someone who is your boss and you're dating that person, that it's not, you're not really, you can't be objective. You have to sort of think in terms, it would be kind of a good example of it let me put this another way. Okay. When I used to take vocational rehab, and one of the things they tell you is if the only people that you work for are parents and family members, that doesn't look really good on a resume because of the simple fact that you're working for somebody that's not going to fire you. I mean, you, Priscilla were to get a job working for you, you're not going to tell Priscilla you're fired. You're going to probably do something else. You see, you're not going to treat Priscilla the same way as if Priscilla were not your daughter. Well, what happened was that I think once you're dating someone, you can't treat them the same way. You know, it's like firing involves being able to kind of, you know, not put it into too much emotion. Although people can put a lot of emotion into firing people, it's not fun to do. But, you know, like firing your girlfriend would be hard to do. You see what I'm saying?
Or your child. You said family
or
members.
Your child. Well, yeah, I mean, I know that, you know, it's a little different, you know, child is a little bit different than romance, but if Priscilla were working for you, it would be very different. I mean, you're dealing with your child. this is your kid.
Well, you
want to
give
your...
them experience. I think it's fine. I think you should, if you have the means to offer your child a job. I think you can.
I don't mind doing
and just
that.
Tell
I
them.
I don't mind doing that. My father did that to me. I don't mind that. It was actually great that he did that. But what I'm saying is that it has to do with there's somebody that works for you that doesn't have an emotional, I don't want to say emotional connection, but somebody that's looking at it from a purely professional standpoint. Now, obviously, you know, if you're in an office, I think it's unusual to think that you wouldn't be sitting around worried, talking about the outside world to some degree. So dating would probably happen, especially, you know, like they have office parties, you know, and I mean,
right.
It's like if you tell them don't date and then we're going to have an office party, I mean, that seems kind of contradiction in terms, don't you think?
Yeah, and plus, I think that a lot of people do meet people at work, and it's exciting for them, and that's great because, like I said, then they know they really like the person. They're seeing them every day. They see their real personality, and they try it out. It's too bad when it doesn't work out, though. Then they've got some problems, so just think ahead about that, people. And I want to know, have you been on any other – okay, last episode you said that you were on a date, and it didn't go well because – she lied on the dating site, her description of herself.
Well, what
but,
she did.
But
what,
also, you said, wait,
was,
you said she talked the whole time. She talked the whole time, right? And didn't let you talk.
No, she smoked the whole time. She
smoked cigarettes?
Smoked. Yes.
Cigarettes? Oh, wow.
Yes.
I got that
during
wrong.
Dinner, before
wow.
dinner, and after dinner. Yes, it was like... So what do you do? What do you do for a living? I'm a karaoke singer. It's like, but I think one of the main problems that I have, other than the fact that I was not attracted to her at all,
was it a blind date, or don't you see their pictures?
Was that? Well, is that? Huh?
Was it a blind date, or don't you
what?
See? Okay, let's start over. Did you meet her on a dating website?
Yeah, I met her on a dating
it's okay
website.
It's okay to say yes. People are doing that a lot these
yeah,
days.
Right.
And then don't you see their photos?
Oh, I saw their photo, yeah. But see, what I'm trying
did
to say
look
is,
like her
is
photo?
That...
I want to start from the beginning. Did she look like her photo?
No, I don't think she looked like her picture. I think she looked
okay,
still
so
different than a picture.
Okay, that started off bad. Then she was smoking cigarettes the whole time, and this was a restaurant where you could smoke in?
Yes. But boy, did she smoke a lot.
Was this
then,
a long time ago? Because most restaurants you cannot smoke in.
This is a long time ago, but I think that the kicker was I asked, you know, her what her beliefs in God were. And she said she was an atheist, which I'm not putting on atheist or anything. But what I'm saying is that I had met another lady on there. Now, here's the thing. If somebody says not religious, just spiritual, okay, and you have two people, one is of the Mormon faith, and she says, I'm not religious, just spiritual. And then one lady says she's an atheist, but not religious, just spiritual. There's something wrong with that question because atheism and Mormonism are not the same thing.
Well, yes, that's right. Okay.
Right.
I remember
so,
that was the story from last time. What if she would have said, hey, would you have let her share the bill? Like everybody expects a man to pay. What if she said, hey, here's my credit card for half the bill. What would you do?
I wouldn't have cared. I mean,
would you accept
possible.
The money?
No,
you know,
I wouldn't have cared. I just don't want to pay for the cigarette. I mean, I don't understand. You know, I mean, I really don't get it. I mean, now I my favorite, though. I mean, but, you know, I guess the thing is that I have a habit of surrounding myself with women who are very verbal, you know. And people say to me, don't you think she's talking down to you or something when they were here? It's like, no, it's just, you know, I want a woman who can say how she feels without fear, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, that's
and,
good. Maybe they should have watched your tone of voice, though, with people and be very sweet and kind, I would say.
Well, you know, like, I'll be talking to you, and, you know, I noticed that what you do is you'll raise your voice, and then you'll talk for about 5 minutes, and it's usually pretty loud. But then I'm thinking to myself, okay, she's, let her do it, let her get it out, okay. Because I know what happens. After you get done yelling and screaming, you always end it by looking at me in FaceTime and going, ah! And she laughs. And I know what it is. You're just letting it out, you know. And then, you know, before you know it, you're laughing like crazy. You're calling me Johnny Boy again. You're just, you know.
Well, thanks, but see, you tend to have your opinion, and then it could be like something about yourself. And I say, no, that's not how it is, Johnny. And then you still keep on, well. And I'm like, no, if I won't accept it. I will not accept it. If you go on and on and on, I will just have to talk over you and say, no, don't put that out of your mind. Be positive, da, 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 da. And that's what happens, because I see the good in you and I see how wonderful you are. And I just cannot handle you saying anything bad about yourself. Like when that one person said that you miss cues, social cues, and you keep mentioning that. I don't think you do. I think you're very good with people. I think you understand everything and you feel the energy very well. And so that's what I was upset about.
I see, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that was the first thing I listed off, is be confident on your date. Okay, so I wanted to, because we don't have a lot of time, I wanted to go down a list of things that women, okay, you're going to get your turn. Women
okay.
Like, and it's a plus when men do this when they show up for a first date, okay? Because you only have one chance to make a first impression. And it matters, okay? Here's number one. Okay. Don't wear the real scruffy ripped jean look the first date. Yes, that's a cool look. I like ripped jeans too. But generally, a woman is going to dress a little nicer than just everyday clothes, even if it's a casual date. They're going to try, because that's what we do. We're going to put on the cutest thing that we can that is suitable for whatever we're doing. So then, if a guy has a nice attire, he shaves, he's all perfectly clean, the fingernails are manicured, and the look is nice but casual, she's going to say, wow. She's going to say to herself, wow, he cares. He tried and he cares, and that's very nice. That's the number one. Now you tell me what you would like to see the woman wear when you first
casual.
Just say,
you know,
what you really would like to see. What do you envision? Okay, yes, say you're going to a casual dinner.
Casual dinner.
Do you want to see a nice form fitting jean with a nice top and like a very stylish, maybe like a heel with a boot? What would you like to see?
That looks good. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay. That's easy.
Okay. I mean,
so,
it's,
ladies, do you like a form fitting nice jean? You know, a nice jean that is very, makes you look good. And then a nice sweater or a nice top, not like with writing on it or anything. And then, you know, a little heel, because, I mean, that's a nice look. And also, well, do you have your nails manicured?
Yes, that's true. I cut my nails, but it's hard because I'm not exactly coordinated.
Well, what about the woman? How do you want her to look? It's your turn to tell us how a woman, as a man, what do you like to see?
I love it when you see when a woman has her hair down. Yes.
Okay.
And it's nice, you know. It's very alluring, you know, the way the hair wiggles around, you know. And it's nice if she, you know, if she can just if she tells me, you know, I'm not really into big women who are smoking, who smoke. So, you know, if she doesn't smoke, that's better.
Not many people do these days.
Yeah, I know.
What we're talking about the clothes. Now it's my turn, okay?
Okay, all right.
Okay, we were talking about the appearance. Okay, not what she does yet.
All right.
Okay, number two. I think that it's nice if you have an idea, obviously, of where are you going and, you know, where are you going. It's nice when they say, is there anywhere special that you haven't gone that you'd like to try? Otherwise, I'll be happy to figure out where. Oh, that is so wonderful, because sometimes the man is coming to your area to pick you up. But hey, just so you know, if you're doing an online dating, I would really highly suggest to meet the person for the first date. Don't get in the car with them because you don't know them yet. Okay. Meet them.
Right.
And get, you know, mention a place that is you feel comfortable in, and not where you're going to see all of your friends, because that can be very distracting to run into somebody. Not that it would be horrible, but it's just distracting. And I think that goes for both, though, for the man not to take her to his favorite hangout so all the guys could, you know, so she's there meeting all of the guy friends. That's happened to me before, actually.
Oh,
I didn't like it.
Yeah.
They were showing, look, here's my date. And it was obvious. That's a no-no, I think. And so if you, as a man, give her an option of where she would like to go, and then if not, just totally know what to do, then you make the plans. She will think, oh, good, what a relief. I don't have to do all the thinking anymore. Now, if you ask a girl out, what would you like to hear from her about the plans to be made? What do you like to hear and what do you not like to hear?
Well, I think I would like to hear what kind of food she likes so that I know to what place to take to go with her to.
Good idea.
You know,
good idea.
That would make sense. Like if she says that she likes pasta, then I wouldn't take her to a seafood place.
You could take her to an Italian place, which would be nice. I love Italian places. They're very friendly. And then what about sushi? If you both like sushi, I think for a first date it's fun because it takes the awkwardness out, because you could be at the sushi bar and the interaction between the person ordering, you know, making it for you, it can be a light, fun atmosphere. I really highly suggest that if she likes it.
I have some questions.
Okay.
This involves my disability. I'm only telling you this because, you know, we're going to meet in person, and I want you to kind of see some things. I don't want you to, because of my cerebral palsy, it's hard for me to comb my hair. And
Johnny, oh, you poor thing, really? Okay. So, do I have to comb your hair for you? I'm going to give you a comb over.
if you can, I mean, it's hard for me to do things I don't want to shave my beard because I don't think you want my beard shaven, you know.
Well, it's not like we're dating, Johnny. It doesn't matter what I like.
No. No, this is to do with the makeover for the photo shoot. It's just that, you know, I don't know. Sometimes I do look a little unkept, you know, and it's not on purpose.
It doesn't matter. I'll take you to my one of my friends who remember you met him on FaceTime. He owns a barber shop. We'll take you in there and get you taken care of for the photo shoot. I mean, I'm going to go to a hairstylist place. We'll take you to his barber shop. We'll get you all straightened out perfectly.
Must
I mean, don't ask me
to
shave yourself. I mean, I don't. I probably wouldn't be the best person to shave somebody.
Okay, what does he charge?
What?
What does he charge?
Oh. I don't know. Maybe he'll do it as a favor.
Okay.
It's just a regular barber shop. It's just normal. It's a normal thing. You've got to get yourself done professionally, though, for the photo shoot that morning. Or the night before. No, the morning.
Yeah.
It's called makeup and hair, and they take care of you. Makeup and hair, and they take care of your every need. We'll get that figured out. And if he doesn't do it, I'll find another barber shop. We'll get, like, sponsorships. And I am shooting with a photographer on the 12th, and this person's super nice. He might be really great. I think he'd be really great to shoot our photo shoot. We could talk to him about it. He's really good.
Okay.
Anybody who does like the wedding type of things too is really good for lifestyle photos because they're generally working with people who are not professional models and they work well with people. So I know he does a lot of that. So
I want you to understand.
We're going to have that taken care of, okay? We're going to have that taken care of.
I understand, but you understand that most of the time when I'm talking on the phone, you don't see this ability. And in person, it can come out. It's not neat.
Well, I find it really great. I'm learning more about you and that you're open to dating people with your disability because that shows a lot of confidence.
Yeah.
A lot of people with a disability wouldn't even try. They would get so down about it, they wouldn't even try. And you're very positive about dating and you want to date, and that's awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so we're going to also write up your new dating bio together. We'll sit down and we'll, you know, be creative and figure out what you want exactly. And we'll be specific. And that's what I mentioned in our last episode as well, that you need to be specific because although I'm not on a dating site, you know, I know about them. I mean, I live in the world as it is today. And I have a lot of friends who have done it and who have been very successful. Some have not been successful. And those ones who are not are the ones who are not being specific about what they want. And then we're going to write it up for you, and we're going to see how it goes. Maybe we could do a little series on that if you're open
Maybe.
To it.
Yeah.
It's going to get personal, everyone who's listening. It's going to get real personal.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be funny if we do a blue jeans on your first date?
Oh, yeah. That would be interesting.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I
And you could say, you're on hidden camera. See that blonde girl over there? You're online. Life, laughter, happiness. Oh, no. That would be so funny. Either she'll be really mad or really happy.
I mean,
probably really mad. That's hilarious. There's probably rules against that. I don't know.
I know.
Okay, how many years have you tried to do the online dating, if you don't mind telling me?
Oh, ever since I've had the internet.
Oh, really? How did
for
you?
I mean, it went good. I met two of my girlfriends, actually three, I met on the internet.
Wow.
So it was.
Oh, wow.
It's always been a place. It's just that it was, I met one on a chat room, one on a dating site, and the other one on a hotline. And
what is a chat room? What's the difference? I know what a dating site is. What's the chat room and what's a hotline?
Well, a hotline is something that you call. You know, it's like you call on the phone. But a chat room is a place where you go and there's people that are chatting. I think I told
you.
Well,
hotline, you pay to talk. That's not dating. That's not dating at all, hotline.
Well, it is when you meet the person and then you get off the hotline and then you talk. But, you know, I do think, though, that but no, it isn't when you're on there chatting. But it was a the first time I met Diane, it was on a chat room. And then we would talk, and then we would talk for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, you know. And she would always say, "Are you there? Are you there?"
I told you
that
story about
the, what?
Because you were quiet or something. She had to ask if you were
there. No, because she kept getting disconnected, and then she would get disconnected, and then she would go back into the room, you know. So, but
Johnny,
I told you about the argument.
Is this hotline something that you have to pay to talk to somebody? Because that is not starting off a relationship the right way.
All right. Okay. It was basically, it's not so much that I met her on the hotline. I met her on the phone, you know, is when it was. But then it was, that's what happened. But then the one that I met on chat line, she kept having problems. So what happened was she kept getting, you know, caught in the room, you know, in the room or sending me private messages where she couldn't send them. And I told you about the "Are you here" sign, right?
No, I don't remember.
Well, what happened was, the first time I met her in real life, I wanted her to know. I wanted her to know who I was. Just sometimes when you meet someone online, there's a lot of people at the airport. Okay, and as I told you before, she would always drop things in the room. And the way she would write out the words "Are you here?" is she would write out the letters "R," the letters "U," and the word "here." You know? So what I did.
Oh, yeah,
I remember
that. Okay. Yeah. But tell everybody else.
So what I did was that I met her in the airport holding up a sign that says, "Are you here?"
Ha ha ha. That's cute.
And so she comes off the airport, and I see her coming towards me, and immediately she starts laughing when she sees the sign, you know. She's like, "That's hysterical. That's, you know, I mean, it was automatically. It burned the, it broke the ice immediately, you know."
I think that's so good, and that is what we're talking about: is get creative and make the person feel special. I like that a lot. Good job.
Yeah, I let her keep the sign and take the sign home. But to her, it was just so funny. I mean, you know, it's like, "Are you there? Are you there?"
Oh, that's so cute. Oh, I love it. Did anybody else in the airport say, "Oh, what's that about? What's going on?" Did you talk to anybody else at the airport?
Is that you kind of look, that's the idea, is that you look a little bit silly, but you're, you're being romantic at the same time because, you know, it would be like if you had, you know, if somebody, you know, picked you up at the airport that says "Playboy Playmate Barbara Moore." I mean, if somebody did that to you, what would happen?
I'd be like, "What is that for? That's weird. I don't know. That would be a little weird." I don't think that. I mean, that may, no, I don't think anybody would do that, and that's just a little too much. I don't think that's the same kind of thing that you did, really. No, because nobody knew the underlying meaning with that. Are you there?
Well, that's the whole point.
But
yeah,
Playboy
that's
Playmate, that's
point.
Kind of an exploitative type of thing.
Yeah.
And I would be like, well, what?
Say,
you want everybody else to know I'm a Playboy Playmate and why?
It would have
you
to
know,
be something.
That'd be kind
it
of weird.
To be something that only you and the person would know, you know? Like,
yeah, well, that one wouldn't be a good one right there because so that's just not a good example. But we get
right.
it. We understand. Like a cute little thing that's only your little thing. That is a good idea. That's cool, cool, cool. I like it. I really do. And so that and that worked out with her, too, because it broke the ice, and she thought you were real funny and sweet and clever. And you had a good laugh. And how long did you end up dating her?
Oh, about. I think 2 years. And then,
so, did you have a car then? I mean, you didn't. You don't drive, though,
nope.
right?
No, I didn't drive, but she
were
drove.
Where you? She drove, but you were at the airport. Did she rent a car?
My father took me to the airport.
Okay, but then after that, okay, okay, that's so cool. That's very nice. Well, I'm sure whatever obstacles that are in your head when you visit people, they can always easily be worked out because there are things, like you could look them up. Like even if you're worried about expense, not you, but people in general, you know, you can even go to a school. You can get a massage for like $10 or sometimes free because these people are in training. You can get massages, facials. Well, Playmates used to get everything for free. Our gym membership, our hair color, and, you know, just to put the word out. And that's a different story, though. But there's ways around it, you know. I mean, barbershops, what is it, $7 for a haircut and a shave or something like that? I mean, there's places
yeah.
around.
I know. They're, I mean, you said they used to get things for free or they do get things for free?
You can get things for free or for very minimal if we just do the research. Yeah, there's ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think that should be a big concern, or
well,
if it is, let's talk about it later.
Like
because right now we're trying to talk about dating tips.
Oh. Have you ever done anything? Has anybody ever done anything like that for you that was simple and romantic? It has to be romantic, and it can't cost anything at all.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. That is a good question, and nothing is really coming into my mind, but I'm sure there was some things, like, yeah, sorry, people. This is something that I really used to love. Every morning, my boyfriend, and it was about 3 years, he was a very, very successful man, and he would write a little note to me before he left. Every day and put it on my vanity. Just a simple little quick one of how much he loved me. Just a simple quick note. And I kept all of them. And then he was a person who was a real card writer. I kept all the cards. So that doesn't cost much. A little card. I guess it costs something. But if you use a piece of paper, that's not much. Things like that mean a lot to people. Handwritten feelings on paper that they sometimes, if they love that person or they're really into them, they're going to keep that. They're going to keep that forever. Because not many people do it. Not many people do. So I would think of doing that and, you know, or cooking a meal. I was talking to my friend today and they said, you know, that's so nice when somebody says, hey, I want to make you dinner and you go over. The table's all set nice with some candles, and they're just wrapping up, fixing. It doesn't have to be fancy. A steak dinner, anybody can make a steak and a baked potato and a salad. Don't overextend yourself to where, oh, I have to make this complicated recipe and really impress this person. No, because when they come over, they're going to want to talk to you, and you cannot focus on the complicated recipe. You're going to have to want to talk to them. So stick with something simple and easy that you've done a million times, that you know tastes good. Stick with that. That is so powerful when somebody does not have to, A, dress up. This isn't for the first date, though, obviously. This is for a few dates down the road. Somebody doesn't have to dress up, put makeup on, or they don't have to cook. They don't have to do anything except for if you want to bring maybe a bottle of wine or some flowers. That's it. And that just means the world to people who are busy and tired, you know, that one night, wow, I'm being treated to a home-cooked meal and I can just relax. I can just sit on their couch and relax. And then afterwards, maybe watch a movie together. Oh, how wonderful is that? So those are two, writing notes, little cards, and cooking for somebody. That is really inexpensive and very romantic, and it will go a long way.
Well, it looks like we are about at time, about 4 minutes left.
Okay, great. Well, I think that we went over a lot of things. Yes, I do. I think that we went over a lot of things, and I think that they are helpful, and it's perfect timing. I think that right around Valentine's Day, people start to think, maybe I am tired of being alone. Maybe I do want a date. Maybe I should sit down with a friend and write my dating profile for whatever favorite dating site is out there that I've wanted to try. Now's the time.
Mm-hmm.
And call us, write to us on, I'm doing a shout out now, everybody. We have a Facebook page, Life Laughter Happiness, and we have a group page. We would love to hear from you and ask us, what do you think about this idea or that idea? Bounce it off of us if you're not sure. And then please stop by our Twitter and Instagram. And also, if you want to listen to this again, because you can't remember all of the tips, you're going to have to go back and listen. Go to YouTube, go to Life Laughter Happiness. We have our YouTube shows up there. You can choose whatever one you want to listen to. And then while you're there, please do not forget to subscribe, because we would really appreciate your support. Don't we, Johnny?
Yes, we do.
We love doing this show. We love it so much. We love all of our listeners. And what's next for tomorrow? It will be posted on our Facebook, but why don't you tell the listeners what we have in store for them tomorrow?
Up here. Tomorrow, we have Pardis Petro will be returning to the show.
Pardis Petro is amazing. She is a psychic and a medium. We've had her on several times before. She's becoming a really good friend of ours. She's totally cool. She's from New York City. She studied law. She was a lawyer for a while, but she loves doing what she does, and she's very active with it. So please call in tomorrow. We go live at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern, and we are taking callers pretty much for the whole hour, right, Johnny?
Yeah, we should, yes.
Yeah, okay. She has a lot of energy. I know. We all love our psychic night, so we'll see you guys tomorrow, and
okay.
We love all of you. Thanks for listening. And thank you so much, Johnny, for all your hard work.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Good night, everyone.
Okay. Good night, everybody.